The girl looked beautiful, sitting in the chair, her arms and ankles bound. She'd put up little fuss as he'd dressed her in the gown, but the drugs he'd given her had helped with that. They'd relaxed her, turning her limbs into flexible putty and making it so she could barely form words. She was helpless while he worked his magic, yet she watched him with judgment, as if he were garbage. He wanted to rip her eyes from her head.
Please.
Tears fell down her cheeks.
Don't stress. Soon you'll be where you belong.
He smiled at her as she trembled and tried to pull from her restraints. But there was no give. He grabbed a tube of superglue from a nearby table and unscrewed the lid. She freaked out when she saw him coming toward her, swaying her head wildly side to side. The drugs were wearing off. He had to work quickly.
Don't move.
He grabbed her jaw, fixing her in place with his vice-like grip, and started to paint her lips with the adhesive. She squirmed and screamed, the sound trapped in her throat. Based on the smell, she'd vomited in her mouth. He had sealed her lips just in time. The bile rolled back down her throat, bulging out like a snake swallowing a rat, and she jerked as if she were choking. Shortly after they started, the throes of panic subsided.
Just a few seconds for it to set.
He stood there, continuing to hold her jaw in place, her lips pursed together. Tears spilled down her cheeks, and the light dimmed in her eyes. She was losing her will to live.
Just give me more time, and you'll be begging for death.
While she sat suffering as she deserved, he felt more alive than he had in years. She needed to know how girls like her affected those who didn't measure up to perceived standards. People like him were viewed as different and treated as insignificant. The fact she was a byproduct of an ignorant society was no excuse. Everything in life was handed to this type of girl. Their cliques, their Prince Charmings, their high-paying jobs, whatever they desired. For them, life was but a dream, sweetheart. With their perfect little lives that fit within the accepted confines established and enforced by society. But he'd never squeeze into that mold, or be accepted, no matter how tolerant people claimed to be. He'd always be seen as different, a freak, an outcast, even by those who considered themselves open-minded and woke. They were actually the worst, treating him one way to his face and speaking of him cruelly behind his back, though some were blatantly rude to his face. Truly, open-mindedness and acceptance were things society as a whole paid mere lip service to. Nothing more. But he had no choice but to play along, to claw through life while sacrificing a bit of himself every day. He dared not confront these bigots with their narrow-minded thinking. No rocking the boat. That was, until now.
There.
He released her and watched as she tried to pull her lips apart. They didn't move. Her eyes widened, and she protested vehemently, nothing more hitting his ears than mumbles. He should have cut out her tongue, but too late now. Oh well, he was still in control. For once, he would say what happened. He grinned again, unable to help himself. But this amusement was cut short. Those eyes were watching and judging, even after showing her he was the one with the power. How dare she challenge him? A torrent of rage pulsed through him, and he grabbed a length of chain from the hook on the basement wall.
Stop looking at me!
He screamed as he wrapped the chain around her neck and pulled it tight. Little resistance, and it was all over. He was left breathing like he'd experienced an orgasm. Relief settled over him, calming his heart rate. He stepped back to admire his work.